laughter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form, like a dove. And the voice from heaven came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The people were filled with expectation. Aren't we always? We find ourselves with hope-filled hearts, the way we think things should be, and suddenly, well, things can change. The thing about pastors, and maybe you have this too, is so many of our days are filled with the hopes and dreams of others in the heartbreak of living in a broken world. Since the first of the year, maybe a little bit before this, I have rejoiced with a family over a newborn baby and the worries that come with that life-changing experience. I met a woman recovering from cancer who was struggling with the after effects of the treatment and has her heart broken as test results that are now coming forward are showing something maybe of worry. I met with somebody who has made the tremendously difficult decision to seek a divorce and scared about what that future is going to bring. I've been walking with a person over the last few months who is recovering from surgery but having lasting side effects that have changed how they live their day-to-day life. I found myself crying with and for people and their struggles that stay with me. It's part of my job, sort of. As I sat with a person this week, I struggled to find the words that seemed right. Have any of you had that? Words that seem good enough. In these and other interactions I have had, my words just don't feel sufficient. And while sometimes words are not needed, and sometimes words are not helpful, I knew I was missing something. So Monday night, I found myself sitting in my hotel room in Des Moines, praying for these and so many other people who are struggling right now. I was hoping to pray these people into God's loving care so that I might move on with the message that I was going to bring today here. And while I did pray them into God's loving embrace, it just didn't seem like enough. So in room 306, I pulled out my phone, connected with one of my church apps, and I searched for some joy and hope in today's readings, and it didn't take me long. When I met with one of my struggling people this week, I simply read the text. Why use my words? words that may come across with maybe a hint of doubt or uncertainty, or words that are just lacking. When the writer of Isaiah has said it so perfectly. But the thing is, these words are not just for those who are struggling, but for those who rejoice. I hope I don't get trouble for saying this. Alyssa had her baby. Baby Milo was born. And I couldn't help but think of Alyssa holding baby Milo in her arms, to hear these words spoken to her as she whispers these words to this beautiful gift. You are precious in my sight, and I love you. Words spoken through generations, from parents and grandparents to the next generations, as a glimpse of this God that we worship. No matter where you are right now, if you are still reveling in the time you spent with family over this holiday, or you are struggling because of who wasn't there this year, or guilty because you've experienced both, if you are thankful for your health, or pray for solutions or treatments or just plain comfort, and if you find yourself in the midst of both, if you look around and see peace and quiet in your heart and in your neighborhood, or you find your heart and mind in the midst of wildfires or gun violence or abuse, war, brokenness, or you are experiencing both, the words of Isaiah can bring a glimpse of what it means to be loved by God. To know that Jesus is not simply God in human form, but is what God looks like. And I don't mean what God looks like in terms of hair color or eye color, skin color, the accent in the voice, or even sex, but what love looks like, God's love. What comfort looks like, and what it means to care for others. The writer of Isaiah knows that the people are struggling and lost and need something more than what the world can give. And while it doesn't solve all our problems, while it doesn't make a broken marriage whole again, or the cancer treatment struggles suddenly just vanish, while it doesn't make us not worry about what is in store for baby Milo, or hurt for the people living in the midst of those wildfires, or difficult lives, it does bring love to us in ways that only God can, and only God does. So wherever you are, in your hearts, in your minds, hear these words. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for you, for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east And from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up. And to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, for whom I formed and made. Love. That is God's love. Thanks be to God.